You're listening to The Pulse. I'm Mike and Scott. Hospitals are some of the cleanest places on earth. Really. There are shiny linoleum floors, crisp white bedsheets, and hand sanitizer stations every 20 feet. But of course, they're also pretty nasty. There are leaking wounds, GI tract disorders, and hacking coughs. You can almost see the bacteria flying all around the place. The spread of germs and infection is a huge challenge for medical facilities. There's MRSA, for example, a deadly strain of bacteria that's often resistant to medications, but a new disinfectant is proving effective against MRSA and similar foes. The Pulse's Todd Bookman takes a look.
Tens of thousands of people contract MRSA each year. The hospital-acquired infections tend to be more serious, but there's also been a rise in so-called community cases, places like childcare centers, military barracks, even NFL locker rooms. Kevin Minbiel isn't totally sure where his son Luke picked it up.
So my oldest son, he had a nasty MRSA infection when he was just two. Lots of bumps on the skin, eyes swelled shut. At some point when the doctor said, okay, we're going to try the fourth different antibiotic now, you start to get nervous as a new parent, wondering, well wait, what if the fourth antibiotic doesn't work? Because the first three did not. And that kind of propels a geek like myself to do some MRSA research.
Minbiel is a chemistry professor at Villanova University. What he found was a surprisingly long, surprisingly consistent history of antibacterial disinfectants.
For about 80 years, people have been using compounds called quaternary ammonium compounds. I'll just use the acronym QUAX. And Lysol uses compounds like this, and they've been pretty much the same for about 80 years, and they work great.
Lysol and a lot of other cleaners rely on these QUAX as their main bacteria-busting agents. They're cheap to make, relatively non-toxic, and also really stable chemicals.
But since they're so stable and they kind of hang around a lot, bacteria have been exposed to them for decades and decades. And resistance has been starting to slowly emerge towards these compounds.
To be clear, the QUAX in Lysol still work against these bacteria. They lyse the cells. That's the scientific term for kind of popping them open. Picture a little sword busting through the membrane. But some strains of MRSA are starting to show a little bit of fight. They're developing a thicker skin.
Bacteria that are resistant essentially have a shield, so they can kind of fight off the sword and basically push out these compounds.
Minbiel and his students began thinking, what if there is a way to tweak the QUAX, almost supercharge them, so that all the little swords worked together against the bacteria? They went to work combining and refining a process that tethered the QUAX. Instead of a sword, they're now like a pitchfork.
And it turns out the bacteria are not able to defend themselves against this. So the compounds that we build are no more toxic than things like what's in Lysol, but they're much better at killing bacteria, and they show absolutely no susceptibility to that resistance that some of these bugs have.
Minbiel's partners at Temple University are testing that resistance. Early results find these multi-QUAX have 10 times the disinfectant power of the QUAX in Lysol. Those findings were recently published in the Journal of the American Chemical Society. Along with academic promise, there's of course the possibility of cleaning up financially. A company has been formed, patents filed, and an application to the Environmental Protection Agency, which regulates disinfectants, is in the works. Still, the whole endeavor has a long way to go.
Weird ideas are all over the place, but it's hard to take something that's a good geeky idea and translate it into something that you can produce and sell that will kill the target organism and not kill the patient. So that's the real challenge, is to design all these things into there, and we're still trying to make it work.
If they get the government's green light, Minbiel and his partners can begin testing the multi-QUAX in hospitals and figure out how to mass produce it into spray bottles and wipes. They'll also need a name, because multi-QUAX isn't going to cut it. For The Pulse, I'm Todd Bookman.